Whatever humanity was before the plague, we've changed. But we are human.
How do you figure?
Because we have to be. Because we're what's left. 10,000 or so reborn humans, with maybe a half billion surviving ferals back on Earth.
I'm not sure I follow your logic.
It's not about logic. Human is our word, our history, our connection to each other. Nobody gets to tell me I'm not human. Nobody else gets to tell us what that word means.
What do you think it means?
Survivors.
Fighters.
Hope. Hope for the worlds we protect. Hope for our own planet and species. I don't mind the rest of the galaxy giving us a wide berth. It makes our jobs easier if they think we're monsters. But I refuse to become one. Destroying the Prodryan homeworld of Yan? Slaughtering billions of sentient beings, most of whom never raised a weapon against us? Hell no! An act like that would define humanity forever. Who we are and who we become. I'll be damned if I let that happen.
So instead, we'll be defined as toilet scrubbers and wall washers?
Nothing wrong with scrubbing toilets. Finish up, then report to the bridge. This isn't over yet.
Mops stifled a yawn as she reread the instructions for calibrating the ship's primary communications pod. Sending out a distress call was simple enough, if you didn't mind everyone within range hearing it. Somehow, Mops didn't think it wise to announce to the galaxy that the Prodryans had a new weapon capable of incapacitating humans. That meant a targeted, encrypted transmission. A private connection with command back on Earth.
Simulation terminated. By sending a signal of that power and duration, you've burned out the acceleration module in the communications pod. You completed 62.3% of the simulation. Would you like to try again?
How far do you get?
62. You?
I hit 75.3 once. Only 12% this time, though. I rushed it.
Monroe was down examining the Prodryan fighter. Kumar had joined him after he finished taking care of the Krakow bodies from the bridge in Captain's Cove.
Doc, what's the status on the rest of the crew?
All alive, according to scanners and security footage. I've noted 18 injuries, most of which occurred during our exchange with the Prodryan fighters. However, they're exhibiting more aggression.
They're getting hungry. Doc, what does our nutrient paste taste like? If we broke open a bunch of tubes, would the crew eat it willingly?
I doubt it. A bunch of us tried it back in training. It's like eating salty snot.
We should take them to the Ganymede Supply Depot. Last I heard, that place had the mother of all rat infestations. If we dropped the crew off there, they could hunt their own meals. We'd solve two problems at once.
I have something you need to see, sir. I've been going through the medical team's logs and video. This is beyond my job description, by the way. Working out of class entitles me to a bonus.
The point, Grom?
It looks like medical was making progress on identifying the contagion.
How much progress?
That's hard to say. Medical Commander Maria deleted those logs.
What the hell?
Yes, the hell was confusing to me as well. Sending the logs now.
Mop's monocle darkened before she could respond. She saw MC Ave Maria, an older Krakow with dark red skin and thick, muscular limbs, talking to one of the human medics, Dr. Curie. Two infantry troops were restrained in exam beds behind them.
You can tell she's agitated. See how low her body is and how her arms undulate in all directions? That's a defensive posture. It helps them sense predators approaching through the water.
A nurse came over, carrying a vial of human blood. Mops recognized him as Sherlock Holmes, one of the feral crew her team had encountered before. He was probably still glued to the wall where they'd left him. She made a mental note to do something about that.
Test results came back the same as before, sir.
Maria barely looked up.
Your equipment is faulty. You must have forgotten to sterilize it.
I know how to analyze blood samples. And I know how to sterilize the damn equipment.
Then the samples must have been contaminated.
Dr. Curie took exception.
All of them? That seems unlikely, Commander. Contaminated with what? I ran the test twice, and the results were the same. The entire infantry team was infected with a derivative of something called Krakow venom.
Impossible. Krakow aren't venomous.
Tell that to the damn computer! All right, let's calm down and think about this rationally. The computer identified a potential match. Does it have any recommendation for how to counter the effects? I asked. It told me there was no such thing as Krakow venom.
Commander Maria to Captain Brandenburg. Captain, please respond.
Mops checked the timestamp. This would have been right around the time the captain had died.
Sir, if you know what this stuff is...
It is a mistake. Nurse, clear all test results from the system. I will recalibrate the equipment and run the analysis myself.
Commander, a mistake seems unlikely. We've gotten the same results from different equipment and different samples. We don't have time
to... Both of you will delete these test results and report to quarantine. Your stubbornness in this matter could be a symptom of infection. I'm ordering you kept in isolation until I've examined you both.
We have an outbreak on this ship. Medical is overwhelmed. You can't...
Do I have to summon security?